Hey, what's up? It's Zach Neal. It's New Year's Eve, 2018. This will be my last podcast of 2018. And this will be the most important podcast that I've given in 2018, guaranteed. Today, we're talking about all the things you leave behind. We're talking about leaving the past behind you. We're talking about taking a big step forward, and not just because it's a new year tomorrow, but because everybody is so hung up on being a fucking victim. Everybody is so hung up on victim culture and being victimized and the shit that's happened to you that makes you sad or makes you depressed or makes you fail. I'm here to tell you right now that you're going to leave all that shit behind in 2019. If you want to, you can and will leave all that shit behind and move forward. Let's go. Let's get right into this. I want you to clear your mind. I know this sounds a little weird, a little hippie-ish, a little new age, but do it for me. Take a couple deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. Blow away your stress. Do a couple deep breaths for me and clear your mind out. Just take 5 or 10 seconds and try to clear your mind as much as you can. Try not to be actively thinking about anything except for what I'm going to ask you to focus on. Okay, now, I want you to picture that you're driving down a really, really, really long and flat road. Very long, very flat, very straight. You can see for literally miles and miles and miles in front of you. 50 miles you can see in front of you, right? It's so flat. Way off in the distance, you see a chain of mountains, tall mountains like they have out west. You know, on the West Coast or Colorado, big, beautiful, snow-capped mountains, right? But they're way, way off in the distance. They're like a long, long drive from where you are, but you're heading towards them. As you're driving, everything around you is very scenic and very beautiful. Luscious fields, trees, grass, streams, maybe some deserty kind of terrain, whatever your interpretation of beautiful nature is, and you're on a long flat road that is so smooth, fresh pavement, no potholes, no bumps, no turns. You can just set the cruise control at 80 miles an hour and there's beautiful blue skies above you. This is the road that you're driving on. Now in the distance, like we said, way out in the distance, you can see some mountains. You know that you're gonna keep driving because you have a destination. Your destination is very far away. Way beyond those mountains. So you're gonna have to drive. Eventually, you're gonna have to drive through those mountains. You're okay with it. You're hopefully optimistic. You could get some bad weather in the mountains, or it could be beautiful, or it could be snow or treacherous roads, but right now you're on smooth roads. You go for a while and eventually you come to the beginning of these mountains and you have to drive through them. As you start entering this chain of mountains, the weather conditions change. The blue sky turns gray. As you're driving, it gets darker and nastier. Pretty soon, it starts to rain a little bit. And as you drive a little further up these steep hills into these mountains, the roads are no longer straight and wide and smooth. They're bumpy and they're narrow and they're steep and they're curvy. And it starts to snow and it starts to thunder and it starts to lightning. And maybe there's a tornado cloud in the distance and it's scary as fuck. One of the worst things you've ever been in. And at one point, the roads get so bad that they're impassable. You even have to pull over and take a break. It's crossing your mind now that you might not even make it through this. There's a good chance that your car could get stuck on the side of this road, and the amount of snow and bad weather that's coming, you could freeze to death and die right there on the side of the road. This is the most scared you've ever been in your life, driving through these mountains. You are terrified of what you see. Trees are falling across the road. Lightning is striking. As you headed north, it started to snow and ice. Now the road is impassable. You've had to pull over. You can't even make it through. But eventually, along comes a snowplow and plows the road, and you drive through these mountains for what seems like a very long time. And eventually, you get to the top and you start to go back down the other side. And as you go back down the other side of this mountain chain, the weather starts to improve. The temperature starts to rise. It goes from snow back to rain. From rain back to dry and gray. From dry and gray, you see some blue sky peeking out. And before you know it, You're back on a long, straight road with nothing but blue skies and warm temperatures, and you crack your car window and your car dries off and the temperature warms back up again, and it's all good. In case you haven't figured it out by now, what I've just described is just life. This is life. You're going along for a little bit, you're doing really well, it's beautiful, things are smooth and easy. You see some problems out in the distance, aka the mountains, and eventually you know you're gonna have to deal with them, but you just keep going forward, and eventually you're in the problems, and it seems impossible, and sometimes you even have to take a break, or drop out, or quit, because you can't take it, but eventually you get through it, and then that's it. Here's the difference between the analogy and real life. In the analogy, you would never go backwards, meaning you would never drive back into that mountain chain, right? Your destination is way in front, and where you're coming from is a place you're never going back to. So that long straight road where you were, you knew that on your way to your destination, this is a road that you would never travel back on again. This was a one-way ticket. It's a place that you don't live and you don't belong. You're just passing through, so you're not going to go back through there again. In that analogy, when you got to the other side of the storm and the other side of the mountain, back onto blue skies and long straight roads, under no circumstances would you stop your car, turn around, and drive back into that storm. You'd keep going forward towards your destination. But in real life, this is what people do. The mountains represent the bad things or the storms in your life that come, and then people dwell on it. They go through a problem time or a situation, or something happens to them, or they take part in an activity that scars them. Something goes wrong for you, and then you live in that cloud and you dwell on it. The storm, the mountains, become the entire crux of your existence. It's all you talk about. You identify with it. You become a victim. You become the thing that happened to you, or you become the thing that you went through, or the problem that you dealt with, and you don't progress forward anymore. Even though in reality, you're still moving along that road. Even though in reality, you are no longer in those mountains. That thing is in the past. It's on the road behind you. But people still want to dwell on it. They want to live in this moment and let it define them. So what I want you to take out of that analogy is very simple. Why the fuck would you ever drive back into those mountains, turn your vehicle around, and drive back through one of the scariest, most horrible storms that you've ever gone through when there's absolutely no reason for you to do it? Because there's nothing for you there. There's nothing behind you. All the road that you pass through on your way to your destination is road behind you, and there was nothing there for you. You weren't there for that part of the journey. You were there for the destination. So going backwards would make absolutely no sense. It's not like you left a friend behind on that mountain, or you missed a pot of gold along the way. There's nothing there for you. So there's absolutely no logical reason in that analogy why you would ever turn around and drive back into that mountain chain and back into that storm. Nor would you dwell on it. Once you got down the other side of that mountain, you would be like, holy shit, that was horrible. I am so glad that I am out of that. I am so glad that that storm is over and I can move forward. And with every mile that you drove away from that storm, you would feel better and better and be glad that it was behind you and that you didn't have to deal with it. And you'd probably be cautious about making sure that in the future when you encountered mountains like that, you'd be cautious of how you pass through it, or try to maybe avoid them or take a different path if possible, right? That's all the logical stuff, but not us. No, 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 not people, not in the real world. They have a bad experience, they dwell on it. Even though they are technically moving forward because time is passing and they're going forward on their path, they're not actually progressing because they're stuck in that fucking storm. They're stuck in that loop. They're still stuck on the top of that mountain, telling anyone who will listen about the storm. Now, it's completely okay to share your problems. It's completely okay to talk about the things that you struggle with. Share with your friend, just like you would tell that story when you arrived at your destination. You would tell everyone there, we went through the craziest storm on the way here. We were stuck in the mountains. We had to pull over. You would go through every piece of that. Right? And rightfully so. You would totally talk to your friends about it and talk about that bad time, but you wouldn't dwell on it. It wouldn't change who you are. You wouldn't let it be the focus point of your existence on this planet. It would just be something that happened along your journey. like the car accident you saw or the news article you read, the same way that you share other stories. So why as people can't we let go of the shit that's happened to us? Why is it so fucking hard to let go of things? I'm going to explain that. I'm going to give you a path for 2019 that's going to show you how you actually leave the road behind you and get over your shit and move forward. And I'm going to wrap all of it up in the next 6 minutes in part two. So I promised a solution. Here it is. First of all, the reasoning. There's only a couple reasons why people hold on to shit, why they can't move on beyond shit. I'll give you the three reasons. One, because that thing makes them special. A lot of people don't have anything going on in their life. Nothing else interesting has ever happened to them or for them, or they just don't have much going on. So that thing, that big nasty thing that they went through, becomes the epicenter of who they are as a person. And at some point or another, they almost refuse to let go of it because it's like become a part of their identity. This happens. You see this behavior happening a lot with people who had addictions or disorders, you know, alcoholism or drug addiction or eating disorders, things like that. A positive way that people that get through that channel, it is they become counselors for that thing. Like the biggest thing they ever did in their life that was such a showstopper for them was became a fucking alcoholic. But then they went to recovery and they got well, but they still just nothing else in their life was as big as that. So they channeled it in a positive way and they became a drug and alcohol rehabilitation counselor or something like that. Or they spoke or wrote books or gave seminars. And that's a beautiful thing. That's called moving on with a purpose, right? They moved on from being an alcoholic, but they still, that experience molded them and changed them. That's one. Two, some people just like to bitch and they like to be miserable. They like to have something to complain about. And being a victim makes them special. If they can say, oh, I got fucked in my first business venture, my partner screwed me over and stole my money. That's just a blind spot for laziness. That's what makes them special. They have that story. They can carry that chip around on their shoulder, and it gives them a reason to be lazy and unmotivated, and it makes them interesting, and it makes them feel special that they have this thing. And the third reason is kind of like part two, but the third reason is just pure laziness, emotional, mental, physical laziness. Having something that's debilitating gives you an ultimate get out of jail free card. It's like diarrhea, gets you out of anything. If you can be the ultimate victim, if you can have that thing that happened to you 10 years ago that changed you at your core, it gives you an excuse to drop out of every fucking obligatory thing in your life. You don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to do anything. In some cases, you don't even have to work because you can just keep being a victim. And if that's what you want, fuck off, go do it. But my podcast is not for you then. If that's what you want, victimhood, then go be a victim. Go do that shit somewhere else. I don't have time for it. I have plenty of empathy and compassion for people who have gone through bad things, lost a loved one, lost a child, been raped or assaulted. I have compassion all day for those things, okay? This is not about a lack of compassion, but this is about your life can't be defined by something that happened to you. Sometimes you need a little extra help. Sometimes you need some counseling or some rehabilitation yourself to get through things. But the point is, just like the analogy, we get through things. We leave the road behind us. You leave the past in the past where it fucking belongs. It's not a part of your present. If you can't identify with this, if you can't see this and see that you need to let go of everything in your past, let go of all of your hang-ups and tie-ups, release all that shit so that you can be in the present as you're moving forward, then you've got to get your mind around that. Listen, you are moving forward whether you like it or not. You can't stop time. So in my analogy, you're in the car driving whether you want to or not. You can't stop the clock. You're still driving. The question is, are you going to be present? Are you going to be around for it? Are you going to make the most of it? Are you going to seize opportunity? So for 2019, here's your path. It's real simple. You keep that driving analogy in mind and you realize that any shitty or fucked up thing that happened to you in 2018, I don't care what it is, whatever happened to you in 2018 is on the road behind you. You just consider 2018 Highway 18. Now you're going on to Highway 19. You're on a different road now. And everything that happened on 18 doesn't fucking matter anymore. There might seem be some residual impact Sure, because real life has real shit, right? There could be some financial responsibilities or things that you developed from 2018, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the fact that you're not living in 2018 anymore. Anything that happened belongs behind you. It's in the past. You let that shit go and you move forward. Be in the present. Be conscious and aware and live in the present moment. Forget about the past, because all that matters is the road in front of you, not behind you. You can't spend your life looking in the rearview mirror, my friend. You absolutely have to let that shit go so that you can progress forward as a human being, as an entrepreneur, as a business person. This is the most important thing that I could ever try to teach anybody, is letting their shit go. Now, the moment of real, I have had horrible things done to me in my life. I have been assaulted. I have been fucked over by family, by friends, screwed over. You name it, I've had it done. I've had a rough life. Many years of my life were very rough, very hard coming up. Lots of problems, lots of turmoil, lots of family issues. Lots of shit that I'm not going to get into on a podcast, because quite frankly, I don't give a fuck about it anymore. It's also nobody's business. But I'm going to tell you that whatever your story is, short of getting murdered, I've pretty much been there, and I don't give a fuck about any of it, because it's all a part of the road behind me. It all made me stronger. I've never been stronger in my entire life than I am right now, and neither have you been. You have never been stronger than you are right now. So for 2019, my friends, the number one thing that I can say to you is leave the past behind you. Leave the road that you've already traveled behind you. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep moving forward. Being a victim doesn't make you special. Being a victim just sucks. Having a chip on your shoulder because of things that happened to you in the past isn't the way you want to be. You want to have an optimistic, open mind and embrace and accept the future that's in front of you, and learn from your mistakes and learn your lessons. So the next time you see a mountain chain coming up in front of you, you know what to do. You know how to swerve and avoid and get through the storm. But the point is you've been through the storm already. Don't let it continue to rain on you when the sun is clearly shining. Happy New Year, people. I hope you've had a great 2018. I didn't. I had a shitty 2018, and that's why I'm so pumped for 2019, because it's going to be so much better and so much better. And I learned so much in 2018, and I'm so thankful that 2018 sucked, because it taught me so much that I'm going to implement and have the best year of my entire life for 2019. And I hope you will join me to do that. Happy New Year, everybody. Talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.